Julia Gerwig. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well today. How are you?
Good. You're all pink and red. Mostly pink.
I am. Mostly pink. Pink is a fun color for
you're
me.
You're looking nice this morning.
Well, thank you.
As you always do. But you're looking all pink and lovely.
Thank you. Well, you're purple, which is also a good color.
I wear a lot of purples.
You do wear a lot of purples.
Yeah.
I like purples.
I don't know. I just gravitate to purples and yeah. I've got the blue teals kind of going on too sometimes.
It's a good color on you.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm wearing pink, of course, because it's Valentine's Day. And happy Valentine's Day.
To you too. You know, yesterday was Galentine's Day.
Yes, I love Galentine's Day. Like yes. You said, there's love in so many forms. So right. It's just good to celebrate it all during this
exactly.
time of year.
Exactly. So you Absolutely. Don't have to have the romantic, smushy love.
Absolutely.
You can have the girlfriend love because, you know, they're always there. Once you get done with one, you go back to the girlfriend.
It's true. Back to yeah. the girlfriends and the fur babies, as you said.
Exactly. Because
well.
When the friends leave, it's like, you look at the fur babies. We need something like ice cream done with them. It's like, hey, give me some treats. I'm there with you.
Ice cream and cuddles.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love
so
it.
So what are we talking about this morning?
Well, in light of Valentine's Day, I wanted to share a little bit of love from New Pioneers and highlight some of our community partners and folks that have been nominated for our upcoming Pioneer Awards.
As soon as I asked you what we had going on, I thought, ooh, I need to ask her about the Pioneer Awards.
Yes, I'm so glad you did. Well, first, I'll remind us at the end, but we have our annual Empty Bowl Supper mm-hmm. coming up. We've been putting flyers all over towns, and it'll be not this Friday, but next Friday, mm-hmm. February 23rd, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., at Cornerstone Acres in Springfield, and it is there that we will be presenting our Pioneer Awards.
Okay. Now, before we go any further, the bowls, I know either the, if you got them from just that one person, I know who she is.
Ooh, who?
It is our very own Louis Malgoza, who does the Spice Up Your Life show.
Yes, yes. I believe so.
Spice of Life, there we go. Okay. Show on the weekends. His wife.
Oh, perfect. That is wonderful. We do get bowls from a lot of different artists, mm-hmm. but we definitely have gotten a good chunk from her. We've gotten a good chunk from a lot of folks all over, really, the Tri-County area and a little bit beyond, too. So it's a great selection of handcrafted bowls. Uh-huh. Essentially, with Empty Bowl, you come, you buy a bowl. We are accepting donations this year. The recommended amount is $30. Mm-hmm. And then it's all you can eat. We have homemade soups and breads and finger desserts. And it'll be a fun evening of some entertainment, some learning about new pioneers and sustainability. Mm-hmm. And of course, again, seeing the recipients of the Pioneer Awards.
Now, these bowls are special because they're bottomless bowls. So that's, you know.
Bottomless. It's magic. It's pure
exactly.
magic.
Now, what's some of the entertainment like? Who are you going to have? Like, what type of entertainment?
Sure. So we do have a professional whistler
I
joining
knew you
us.
Were going to say that.
Yes. She's so wonderful. She's joined us before. And if you haven't heard her, it's a really, really cool experience listening to a whistler perform.
Now, she doesn't just do the Andy Griffith theme and then sits down, right?
I wish. I don't think I've heard her do the Andy Griffith
ask
theme.
Ask her. Maybe she will.
She might be insulted if I asked her. But no, she does a lot of really neat songs. You have never heard whistling in such different pitches until you have heard a whistler perform.
I think the best way to ask her to do it would be like, oh, you know, most people say that you're just a professional. You would never do something like the Andy Griffith thing.
Ooh, there you go.
A challenge.
Get them with kinda, flattery.
Exactly. Flattery and a challenge are the same thing.
I love it. I love it. That's a great idea. And in addition to her, we do have some local folks that will be playing guitars, banjos, singing. We might have some live poetry readings. Mm-hmm. So it's bound to be a wonderful time. And we are also going to be rolling out our new strategic plan in kind of a fun, interactive way.
Okay.
There will also be a photo booth and a hot chocolate and coffee bar. So in addition to the live entertainment, there will also be some kind of side opportunities to socialize, get some fun pictures, and engage.
Now, let's go back a little bit. What do you mean about the before the photos? What were you saying? Before the photo booth.
Before the photo booth.
Yeah.
Oh, our strategic plan.
Yes.
I'm so excited about the photo.
I can tell. You're always excited.
I am always excited. I'm really excited about Empty Bowl. But we worked last year. We kind of did a community needs-based assessment of sorts. We had some listening sessions and some focus groups to hear from community members and community partners about what New Pioneers is currently doing mm-hmm. and where they really see the need for sustainability and having conversations about, you know, connections to the environment, mm-hmm. living sustainably, all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And from that, we pulled out kind of some key and central themes to inform the plan for our next 3 years through a strategic planning process.
Oh, okay.
So we will be kind of sharing what our main goals are. Absolutely. And starting now, the future is now. So really the plan has started in 2024 and will go through 2026.
Okay.
But we'll be showing a little bit about that at Empty Bowl and also continuing to generate some feedback. So while we now have the plan, we're still hoping to get some feedback from community partners, folks that are passionate and interested in sustainability. So we always welcome that as well.
Okay. Now the Pioneer Awards.
The Pioneer Awards.
Yes.
I'm so glad you brought them back up. So the Pioneer Awards are the first of their kind that we are doing.
But the Pioneer of Pioneer Awards.
They quite literally are.
Yeah, exactly.
But essentially, this is a way for us to kind of just uplift and share some awesome folks that are really living into the call of sustainability mm-hmm. and being sustainable in our communities. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, you know, as new pioneers, I kind of mentioned last month that we really thrive on our community connections. Mm-hmm. So we really want to share, you know, folks that are doing great things already so that we can continue to learn from them and uplift their messaging.
Right.
So we have some exciting nominees, and actually our nominations have been extended. So originally they were due on this past Friday, mm-hmm. February 9th, but they have been extended to today. Mm-hmm. So if you are listening today and thinking, wow, I know somebody that might be really great for a Pioneer Award, please visit our website at newpioneers.org. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can learn a little bit about Empty Bowl. And we also have the Pioneer Awards there and on our Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future.
So who decides the winners?
So we have a selection committee that's comprised of some staff and some board members. And together we'll look at all the nominees after today and make our choices. But all nominees will be recognized. We're hoping to get a few more kind of options as well. But I did just want to highlight a few of those as we share the love today. And again, these are folks that have been nominated, so they're not necessarily the winners. Right. But again, we do want to share kind of all the nominees and all the great stuff that's happening.
Oh, I feel so excited. It's like when they have the morning announcements of the Academy Awards
yes.
at the hotel. You know,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a celebrity 3 a.m.
Yeah. Ready to go.
Exactly. And the media is all around them and they announce, okay, so the nominees for the best actress
are.
So the nominees for the first Pioneer Awards.
Woohoo! And I should also add, we have four categories for our Pioneer Awards this year. Yes, I should have mentioned this earlier.
Okay.
But we will be giving Pioneer Awards in these four categories. So one is for a champion environmental educator.
Okay.
The other is for a sustainable project of the year.
Okay.
Then we have a quote unquote green business or a business that's working sustainably. And then we have
a green person.
What'd you say?
A green person like Kermie?
Potentially.
Oh, I'm just saying.
They can be flexible.
Yeah.
And then we have a New Pioneers Member of the Year. So those are folks out of our membership that have really been living in line with our mission.
Okay.
So as I said, we do have some exciting nominees to kind of give a little bit of a sneak peek towards what to expect for the Pioneer
I feel like there
Awards.
Should be lots of media here.
Cameras.
Lots of pictures taken.
Cameras
snapping. Exactly. We're on the same level here. I was
we
thinking,
are.
Yeah, exactly. Go for it.
So first, one of our nominees is the Springfield Rotary Club. They recently did a restoration at the Rotary Park at the Reservoir, at the Old City Reservoir in Springfield, and they independently raised funds from local citizens and businesses to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to include a handicap accessible fishing dock as well as a handicap accessible kayak launch.
Wow.
They've expanded the parking lot, added some security cameras, as well as solar lighting.
That's a lot of money.
I know. And not only that, that's just phase one, but they do have plans for phase two and three, which include a handicap accessible pavilion with a kitchen and restrooms and an outdoor classroom learning space, mm-hmm. As well as a biking walking trail around the interior of the 40 plus acre lake. Mm-hmm. So that's a really exciting project that we're just excited to elevate and share. And I know that especially in Springfield, Rotary has shared this a lot already, but this is a great candidate for our sustainable project of the year, because it certainly ties in a lot of the things that we're passionate about in terms of connecting people with the outdoors, thinking about it sustainably, and kind of growing it locally. So three cheers for Springfield Rotary, and thanks for the one that nominated them.
Now, just talking about their project, that explains a little more about what Dope Pioneers is about.
Yes, absolutely. It does. And again, you know, we kind of talked last month to reintroduce new pioneers, but we are all about promoting sustainability in rural central Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And mostly that takes us to our tri-county area of Nelson, Marion, and Washington mm-hmm. counties. But we kind of like to think bigger than that sometimes, too. Uh-huh. And so connecting folks with nature, of course, locally and across the state and globe is a big kind of connection piece that we bring. So mm-hmm. a project like this does a really great job of showcasing, you know, what's important to new pioneers and to our communities as we seek to promote sustainability.
Because a lot of people just think, and I thought too going into when I first met Whitney, mm-hmm. was, it's just about recycling.
Mm-hmm.
That's and what I mean by that is just like, separating bottles and magazines, and that was it. That's all I thought it was about.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we've been able to talk with you so much then and help inform your understanding. And that's certainly a part of it. I mean, recycling is an awesome way. Kind of, we like to talk about recycling as a little bit of low hanging fruit that we can really kind of cultivate some consciousness around mm-hmm. the products that we're using.
But a green business that's just trying to get people to recycle. That's what I thought it was all about.
Oh, I gotcha.
Right.
I gotcha.
So we've talked about things in the country that we just normally do, like when we've talked about what things that I did growing up.
Yes.
Or just new to do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that you all would be pushing that as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were in on the secret. So that's what I
secret. I like that language.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad that we could talk about that. And that's something that we really try to do in terms of listening to our community and seeing where the biggest need is.
Right.
And with our strategic plan that we have been talking about, you know, New Pioneers is growing a bit this year, mm-hmm. and we're really excited to be rolling out an awesome kind of lineup of some new events to connect young and old alike to nature and to each other. And really our vision moving forward is building this movement or this network of folks that are really passionate about the environment and about sustainability.
I just realized some people see in the country, there's like I just said, there's things you just normally do.
Mm.
So it's kind of almost like, what are these city folk trying to tell us? You see what I mean?
I do. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point. And there's so much knowledge to be shared and learned within our community mm-hmm. here. So I think that's a big, a foundational point that New Pioneers has kind of been founded on, and something we try to cling to is really listening with and alongside our communities as we try to kind of promote some of these themes, because it's what people are totally living.
Right. And you may learn something instead.
Oh, absolutely.
See what I mean?
I've learned so much.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to tell you. And that's what's fun. That's why I love this job and working with New Pioneers.
All right. So that's the Empty Bowl Supper.
Yes. The Empty Bowl Supper.
Not this Friday. 1 week from Friday.
1 week from Friday.
5:30 till 8. Their new location, Cornerstone Acres 379 at Red Lane in Springfield. And if you would like to find out about nominating somebody down to the wire, got to hurry up.
Yes.
Newpioneers.org. And a $30 donation and a handcrafted bowl. They look beautiful.
Yes.
Because I got a handcrafted coffee cup for Christmas from them.
Ooh, yeah. I love it. That's awesome. So, and I should also add, again, we hope that you can make it. But if you can't make it, you are still, of course, more than welcome to give a donation. If you'd like to stop by our office, please come say hi. We'd love to see you and see you support us.
All right. And it should be some delicious food, homemade soups, breads, desserts, all you can eat.
Yes. all good things. And can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
Unrelated to Empty Bowl, I would be remiss to not mention that we are also really excited because we are hiring.
I knew. I was going to ask you when we got up here.
Oh, good.
I saw that.
Well, I wanted to mention it on the air because we're spreading the word far and wide.
Now,
and
it's not you, is it? Because it described the title of what they do, what they're looking for. I thought, she's leaving.
No. I will be staying. We are hiring and just growing our team by one. We're hiring for a part-time community educator. Mm-hmm. And the goal of this position is really just to give us another person who's really passionate about engaging in the community and doing some community education and representation to really just give us kind of more hands and more folks to continue to do some awesome work.
Okay. And the paying hours and everything, it would be really nice for somebody who's staying home, just looking for a part-time job.
Yes, it's absolutely.
Absolutely.
We are planning on a wage of $17.50 an hour. Mm-hmm. And we have, I think, something to the tune of 8 paid holidays and 15 paid days off, of course, in line with the hours that one is working. But the pay and benefits, we've really ramped up, and we're really hoping this will be the perfect fit for somebody that's looking to just get engaged, have something part-time, with potential to maybe move towards a full-time gig.
And they're not going to clone you? Why not?
Well, sometimes it's good to have different strengths.
Okay. And the cloning would be very expensive, I think. That's still very expensive.
It's a little out of our budget.
Right.
We'll see. We'll have to see what we get at Empty Bowl Supper.
All right. Well, have fun at the Empty Bowl Supper.
Thank you.
And enjoy, and happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all, too.
And y'all. And y'all come back now you're here.
Yes, you got it.
All right, you got the Rocket at 102.7 WOKH.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health